Steadfast Foundations. This is Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, Rick here.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, and then I got another call. It was like, I can't hear anything. I don't know if that's you.
All right. Funny. So I think we better connect it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, talk to your team and just see what the options are. And my fundamentally, I'd like to be just completely separate from CART.com and whatever we do moving forward from the status. And I think that's the simplest way to go. My gut says that even going a subdomain, whether it's a subdomain or not, that's somewhat irrelevant. I think it might be simpler if we didn't do a subdomain, because the user experience side would see, oh, okay, I've moved from purchasing side over to, you know, the actual maintenance, right? And the URL is flexible. We can change that to whatever makes sense. But what I am looking for is the fastest and frankly, most economical way for us to get up and running. Right? And I don't want to spend a fortune. I don't need to reinvent the wheel and start from the ground up. I just need to provide basic functionality right now that says anyone who has a foundation monitor on their home or on their office can see the status of the foundation. No more. We don't need to worry about the next phase of multiple logins and, you know, all the different, you know, ways of slicing the data. I think we keep it as simple as even as we had it. Whereas if you create, here's a website, username, completely up to you, your username, your password, and, you know, monitored on your side, a way to enter a credit card for the monthly payments so that you know the status of the monthly payments, and a status report so we can enter somebody new, right? So if I had an admin could come in and say, we're adding Amy Bertrand as a new client. This is the foundation serial number. An expiration on her account is this year, this month. Then we can assume that she's paid up until that date, and you show the status of the foundation.
So let's say we replicate the whole thing you have with CART.com right now, right? We just integrate their fulfillment system that they offer within our website this time, right? So it's not going to be their website. It's going to be your standalone website and their fulfillment integration, just like they offer, you know, like a standalone integration to their fulfillment software or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then everything else, in that case, we wouldn't even need a subdomain. But, you know, like I said, I've already done more like a brief feasibility on that with the team the last time I was sitting with them. And it all is doable. Yeah. And like I said, the fastest way or the fastest timeline that we can give you in order to replicate everything is going to be about 5 weeks, right? So then again, okay, when you say it's fast and economical, I just want to make sure I'm staying within the boxes. So it's 5 weeks, and then I'll look at the cost and everything for you, so you wouldn't have to worry about that part. But you're looking at 5 weeks minimum to replicate everything we have on CART.com right now. So as long as we have that site open, and you said that you have the contract with them until the end of the year anyway, so as long as we have that site to look at, we can replicate everything for you and bring that to a new standalone system, fully functional, within the next 5 weeks, you know, from the time we start.
That's the nuclear option, though, Rick. I mean, because there's so many websites that integrate with the back end, right? So there's AmeriCommerce. And so we're having growth issues right now. This is why I don't want to give them the opportunity to try to do this website. We're taking a credit card now from New Zealand. It won't go through because there's a field on the website that says they need to know the state and the zip code. Well, there's no state and zip code for New Zealand. So it won't go through. Right. And so what my concern is that we're going to make things more complicated, not less complicated, because they're being paid right now to integrate those websites And to provide that functionality, because the storefront is one website, and that's AmeriCommerce, and then the fulfillment is another website, and I forget what that one is, but it's a completely different system. I can't remember what it is. I was on it today, but anyway, my concern is integrating all of that, and there's so many moving pieces that it makes it even harder for you to do.
I mean, of course, I'll do my, you know, my due diligence at my end, and if there is something that's not doable, I mean, there is nothing that's not doable on a custom open source platform, the kind we build, right? So, but then again, if you say that there are some things that they offer that we may not be able to do, for example, the zip code example you gave me for payment processor, that's a third party we are involving, right? For example, Stripe, if they come in. In the picture, Stripe is a it's a global well-known payment merchant.
Yep.
They collect payments from almost all of the world, right? So these things together, I mean, this seems like the this is the long-term solution we are looking at. So if you tell me what's the fastest and the easiest, then we'd have to go by the subdomain thing we discussed, whereby we keep everything with card.com as it is, and we just build on top of it. More like in bits and pieces, like a subdomain for this, and then in the future, when you need something else that card.com is not able to do, and that's going to be a third piece of it, and that may work as a makeshift solution. But if you tell me that you need a solution where you could be standalone, and you don't have such dependencies on what the other company can do for you or what card.com can do for you, then I think the best way to go about it is to have a custom website set up. Replicate everything that they've done for you so far. That is all doable. I mean, if you ask me from a technical standpoint, we can audit your complete website. We can chart down all the functionalities that you have on there that you may be currently using, that your customers may be benefiting from, and then do we start the execution process. So you wouldn't have to worry about whether the new website will be able to or will be as good as one of these e-commerce solutions or SaaS softwares that you have. It's just that whether you want to take that long leap of faith or not, right? I mean, because but that probably is the only solution that I can look at if you want to get rid of all the the different dependencies you're facing currently.
So my concern is that what do I need cart.com for at all at that point?
The fulfillment.
I mean, what is my – yeah, I know, but I mean, I don't know what that contract would look like. I think the – I mean, now I'm having to renegotiate the entire contract, right?
But see, now when you add it, even with the fulfillment part of it, you have all the different options open. I mean, cart.com may not be the – may be the best company in terms of fulfillment, and may not be the best company, and you may just be with them just because they offer you like a one-stack solution at this current time, right? But if you go standalone, then in that case you can even change out your fulfillment company if it's not working out with them. So let's say you want to keep card.com for now for fulfillment. You don't want to do the extra due diligence of finding a new fulfillment company just because you're happy with them, with card.com, at least with the fulfillment part. We could keep them, and they could just be be responsible for the fulfillment, right? Now, say 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road, they don't offer a feature, or you have to say ship. Let's say let's create a scenario right here. You want to ship out a much larger box than what they can do with their shipping labels. Right now, you are open to which company you want to go to in order to process your fulfillment as well. Right now, it's all
That's
one
true.
Company
That's
doing
true.
It for you, and all the options that they offer. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot more that you guys would need as you guys grow. Apart from what Car.com offers.
Oh, I totally agree. We've had some major stumbling blocks already, even as basic as we can't do subscriptions. Like what? I mean, from the beginning, our whole business model is software as a service. So that is a subscription model. Oh, well, Stripe doesn't do that. Well, then let's find somebody else who can. Right? I mean, that's very, very basic.
Exactly.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, and let me make sure, Rick, that I'm not putting words in your mouth. Okay, so what you're suggesting is take over the entire website, top to bottom, every functionality, every integration with whatever we touch, it can be replicated by you, right? Whether it's AmeriCommerce on the storefront, or whether it is Cartech.com's a whole bunch of companies they bought, right? So AmeriCommerce is doing the website and the company store, essentially. The fulfillment company, Salcedo's, the guy they bought. But anyway, ShipAero, that's good. ShipAero does the fulfillment. That's the software. You can integrate with all of them, and as they are today, because the software, you can see where the connections are, the nodes, if you will, and just replicate it. You're saying that would be seamless. So whatever development work has been done by Cartech.com has all been custom anyway, and you're simply saying, hey, we can do it on our own. And when we have it finished, we'll be able to implement the iframe and be able to implement the integration with the other ones because you don't mind doing
Exactly, just the way you guys want to
And
build
you have the
it.
technical ability. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I think that is a reasonable, that is a reasonable ask. It's a reasonable proposal. It does mean that I'll have a little bit more legs to stand on as well, actually, if I go talk to Jim, their chairman, and say, look, I'm pulling the plug, and I'm not re-upping next year. He offered earlier when things were not going well, so I'll just refund the money. Because it has not gone well. I mean, it has been absolutely awful on many, many fronts. So I do need to know what kind of cost we're looking at to get that done in a 5-week time frame, and then also, and I would include in that the development work for the iframe, that integration. If you want to give me an idea for what that's going to cost, let's have that conversation. I think
Perfect,
that's
yeah.
worth doing. I don't want to, but I think you're right. Because at that point, and make sure at that point, you and I are in complete control over what software and the interface and the blogging and all that other stuff, the AP and the app and building the app and all of that.
Right, even just you are in control of the whole application. I mean, because even if you want to fire us sometime down the road, I mean, I'm sure that's not going to happen. But even if you want to fire us and, you know, take full control, the full interface and everything will be built on open source technology. So, you know, all the frameworks used will be open source. So you wouldn't be stuck with one company or, you know, the what they can offer and what they cannot offer. Even in our case, because, you know, it's going to be a custom built application, and it's going to be built with open source technologies.
Okay, I think that's a solid idea, Rick. If you can put that proposal together, and I'll talk to Martijn about that. Ultimately, this I need him to kind of say yes, this makes sense, because I understand the sensor technology, I understand the data, I understand the sales and all that stuff. Frankly, there's a lot of details in here that are critical to our success that I need him to be able to review. So the proposal needs to have enough technical content to where we can be comfortable moving forward, and we don't have a whole lot of NP holes. But I will say there's a lot of features that we have on the website that are not very good. But I do want to understand as well when it comes to maintaining it. If we want to add, for example, if we want to add another blog post or something like that, how simple is that to do? Right? I want to make sure it's not just about building it, but also using it afterwards.
Only, of course, the content management system, you know, it's going to be one of the, you know, the you must have heard about Magento, or you must have heard about
Sure.
whether we could do it with WooCommerce or not. But it's going to, you know, any of these frameworks we use, they're going to have their own CMS, and, you know, anything, something as simple as uploading a blog post, or, you know, updating your products, or pulling out CSV sheets of your sales and everything, or analyzing your sales. All that is going to be available on the CMS. We will provide you with the website as well.
Okay. All right. I think that that's, that sounds like a solid idea, Rick. The I like the sound of this. It sounds like a more expensive solution than what I was thinking, but frankly, I think it might be the right solution in our long term. And yeah, let's do that. How long do you think it might take to be able to put a proposal together for scope?
Well, we're already running into the weekend, so I'll get to this. I'll get to this tonight before I leave this for the weekend. So, but I still need until say mid of the next week before I can get back to you with the complete scope and whatever your website has.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Mid next week is perfect. What I would say, there is kind of a hard deadline. I need to have it by next weekend, because next weekend is when Martijn and I are going to be blowing through all this. Our goal for getting together is to be able to make sure that the iframe and all that stuff is completely functional. So if you can build it with the intention of having the iframe be able to be dropped in, then that's really, that's the key. So, because then we have everything. And I would like to also understand, I'm going to need to get some references as well, you know, from other companies that you've done. We're going to have to make sure that it makes sense, that, you know, that there's no gaps in there as well. Anything you think we might need to make sure that we're, to confirm that we're making a well-informed decision. All right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I like the sound of that. So yeah, definitely. I'll you know, whatever you guys need. I mean, you tell me you want to speak to one of or say a couple of my clients, the clients that have worked with OffenMesser. You want to look at a few websites. All that is doable. So it's going to be completely transparent. So you guys need to come up with what you need. Otherwise, I'll send you some portfolio. I'll send you probably I'll set you up with a couple of my clients as well, so you can speak to them. You could schedule a time of convenience, and you can speak to them as well. So that should not be a problem.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, let's do that. And if you need me to help clarify anything, just let me know. My phone is always on, so 24/7, this is the number to reach me. I don't expect that, you know, but I do. I just because I've been doing international work for so long that it you know, it just kind of has to be. So feel free. If I don't answer, that means that I'm sleeping. And so don't feel like you can't
talk
to me at the same time
or
anything like that. Yeah. What's that?
I said you're either sleeping or you're in the bar. I mean, if you don't respond back.
maybe so. All right, Rick, I appreciate it. And look, there's no need to go working on this tonight. It's your weekend coming up as well. So let's touch base as long as we can get it before Martijn comes down next Friday. That would be fantastic.
That's the way to go forward. All right, thank you. So, Adrian, I'll get back to you on this. All right?
Okay, all right. That sounds good. All right, take care.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.